listeners back to episode 8 of series 2 of the Poolside Pass parent podcast, and these are bite-sized podcasts for parents and their swimmers. And our main topic today is going to be swimming the four strokes legally, FINA rules.
Before we begin our topic, just a quick word from our supporters, Streamlined. Become a qualified swimming teacher with Streamlined in as little as 6 days. Learn at your own pace and be guided by our expert tutors. You can do your training face-to-face, online in real time, or a combination. Assessment can be in your club, using videos, or attending one of our assessment venues. We offer tailored, high-quality support. Quote the Poolside Pass for an extra 10% discount.
A big welcome to our guest today, Daz West. Hi, Daz.
Hi, mate. All right.
Yeah, good, thanks. Judge for over a decade, an experience with City of Derby and now Etwall Eagles. Perhaps we start really, Daz, if you don't mind, with just sort of just asking ourselves and obviously going forward to parents, the familiarity really of the FINA rules.
Where do we start? We've got a massive book we can go through. Basically, it's to keep every swimmer so they are actually competing and doing the same strokes. And there's no benefits to be had from any illegalities or any strange little quirks they've got on the stroke. So basically, it's what we're looking for. So they're all swimming, the same leg kicks, same arm kicks. And basically, to give it some sort of structure, really, so that we're all singing from the same hymn sheet, so to speak. Rules do get changed, not very often, but they do get changed. We've had several different things over the last few years. We had a breaststroke one that changed. I've just been talking to you about the backstroke one with the backstroke starts. So it does get updated. It is looked, but it's a worldwide FINA rules that they actually adhere to. Obviously for different strokes. Freestyle is normally the first one that we start off with. Freestyle basically means you can do anything you want going down the lane, realistically. The only thing on a freestyle is that you can't actually stand up and walk. You can stand up and stop at the end, but you can't take a pace forward. If you take a pace forward, you get disqualified. You can't pull on the lane ropes, the same as any stroke. And as long as you touch either end, that's really freestyle in a nutshell, I'm afraid. The only other thing that you cannot do is if you do dive in, you have a 15 metres where you totally submerge. You have to break the surface before 15 metres, which is the same on backstroke and same on fly as well.
Sure.
So that's all it is.
I mean, if we start with the sort of, the start and, before the signal, and there could be delays and, a swimmer might do a false start. I mean, you're sure you've seen a lot of that in your time.
Oh, yes, false starts are always good, especially with the little ones. They get very, very jittery and they try and sort of... I am a J2S, so I'm a starter as well. So I normally try and line them up and get them away as quick as we can, because there's nothing worse than you can see a swimmer that's starting to tip over and once they've started to go, there's no way that they're going to come back. They can try it all day long. Harshly, if they do a false start, they won't be able to start the race. Initially, we start off where we do the lineup. We can sort of pull people out if then sort of delaying the lineup or starting to taking too much time to line up. We've got that that in there. Normally, that's in the higher echelons of the sporting world, where they're sort of doing it for psyching people out and things, and just doing it. That's the biggest thing. So delaying the start of a race, and then obviously there's the false start where they go before the starters actually. Either use the buzzer normally or set them off with a whistle. That's the start, really. They can do what's called a racing start, or they can do, there's two different, a track start and a racing start. That's what they normally do, how they position themselves on the blocks. You'll have a timing judge there that will normally watch and make sure that everybody lines up, make sure the right swimmer's in the right lane, which is, believe it or believe it not, is quite a good thing, because you wouldn't believe how many people. And also to tell people don't actually know what they're going to swim, and also to tell them, how many lengths, what stroke they're doing, even though they're the swimmers. This could be right the way up to 16, 17, 18 year olds, not just the little ones.
Yeah.
That's all. So that's basically when we line them all up. Again, you'll have, if you've got automatic equipment, you'll have the mostly one judge, one lane judge. Sometimes you have two for higher competitions, or if you haven't got AOE, the automatic timing, then you'll have two, and then they average out the times. They obviously do it with a manual and a stopwatch. Mm-hmm. Most of your later ones, club championships, you can have AOE, or you'll probably have just a load of volunteers, or what's called J1s, which are the timekeepers and the stroke judges and the turn judges.
Yeah.
We've got them all lined up in our lanes. They're all ready to roll. They've all got the goggles on. They've all got the hats on. Another thing we look for quickly is that they've got nothing like strapped up fingers with, you know, or anything that can be used as a buoyancy aid or to give them some form of additional propulsion through the water. Our biggest thing was if people got broken fingers, you know, they normally strap fingers together.
Yeah.
That's classed. We can't have that, or they don't have that. Another thing is swimsuits. Make sure they've got the correct swimsuits. I think it's for the girls. They can't go below the knee in the racing suits. There used to be a full-length suit and a full-arm-length suit. That's many moons ago. But it's below the knee now. So if it doesn't go below the knee, I think that's about it. They don't have – no, and they can't be over through the elbow, I think. They can't be over down the elbow. So it can't be long sleeve, basically. So your race suits Rebecca Adlington used to wear years ago, where it was all long and – basically like a dive, basically like a cold water suit. They're all gone now. We don't have none of that. We're just down to normal race suits or skims. So we're on to that. We've done freestyle. Basically, same as I said, as long as you start, you submerge, you're not submerged beyond 15 meters and you touch either end. That's freestyle in a nutshell, and you don't stop.
Mm.
But it can be on your back. It can be any stroke that you want to do, as long as you're not touching the floor.
Sure.
So we've seen this. We've seen all sorts. We've been doing people doing 1,500 freestyle. There was one girl that did it a while ago. She did 1,500 freestyle butterfly, would you believe? So,
wow.
She was quite keen. She got a round of applause when she finished. But she knew about that the next day.
Backstroke.
Yeah. Again, we have altered slightly on the start where they've this sort of a step they can stand on now. At club level swimming, you don't really see it. The only chances you normally see it is level one meets, and probably if you're doing if you're doing a county championship at sort of Ponds Forge, or I don't know whether Harvey Adams got them over in Nottingham. Certainly Ponds Forge, certainly Corby have got the later one.
Mm.
Personally, I think they can cause more problems than they do. I think that's up for the next sort of echelons that we're not our normal club swimmers.
Yeah.
But you see people, then they put them in and they just, it's just a faff. And I think they do more harm than good, but that's only a personal preference.
I think on backstroke, it's more the turns, isn't it? And watching for the...
I mean, the start, what they want to do is when you start, obviously you want to get up and over and then underneath to get your 15 metres or as close to 15 metres submerged, because obviously you are a lot quicker underwater. But not really at the club level swimmer. I don't think it makes that much difference. A good push off from the wall, I think, is just as good. So on backstroke, we start to go, and the only thing we've got to do is just stay in a straight line and not sort of pull on the lane ropes, which is good. We have stroke judges, as you've said, which basically look at the stroke between the two flags in the middle of the pool, which is probably 15 metres.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll probably be 40 metres if it's on a 50-metre pool. That's what we're looking for there. Backstroke, normally you're looking for them not to leave the position on the back, so sort of do any turns to see where they're going. If they turn over 90 degrees while they're going on the back, so they're in effect they're leaving the position of the back, that's the only thing you're looking for. Then we go into the turn, which is where it gets a little bit interesting. Now, they can leave the position on a backstroke race, they can leave the position of the back to initiate a turn. Now, there's another one called a kamikaze turn, but we'll talk about that later. We can leave the position of the back, but as soon as they've left the position of the back, they have to initiate the turn. So you can't sort of turn at the flags and kick yourself into the wall. You have to turn in one sort of continual movement. Basically, you turn over on the back, you normally have one arm pull that you can do into the wall. So you turn, do a tumble turn, then you back out on your back again.
Yeah.
And then up. But then again, we've got the 15 metre rule again, which normally you don't do it. Some of the higher swimmers can, but the level that sort of local level swimming, we don't. It's quite difficult to watch because if a lot of the elder swimmers can, not cheat, but they can make it so that they do it legally, even though it's not right. Because they can turn early, but if they do a really, really, really slow arm pull into the wall, only one arm pull, even though they could probably do 6 or 7 feet, it's still classed as a legal turn.
Right.
If you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
So they actually are left the position, but as long as their arm starts to move as soon as they've turned onto the front, then we can initiate that turn. Again, obviously, they touch with the feet, so that classes as they've completed a length. And if it's 100 metres, we're going back, they must finish on the back, if this, that's it, on which is they're coming into the wall. Normally, they do a really horrible one for the Finnish judges because they'll do what's called a dip as they come into the wall, whereas they'll go underwater. Now, a while ago, it was all right, but they changed the rule probably about 3 years ago that you have to have one part of your body above the water.
Right.
So finish on your back with your arm. You can have your little toe sticking out the bottom of the water. You can have your knee, any part, or an arm, and you go on the back. And as long as there's one little part of above the surface, then it's classed as a legal finish. And that's really backstroke in a nutshell. Apart from you must finish on the same lane you started off in, which sounds a bit strange, but I have seen them when they get a little disorientated at one lane and come up and pop up in somebody else's lane, which is quite entertaining, but obviously not too good for the two swimmers involved.
Breaststroke.
I'm not. Both my girls are not big breaststrokers, but that's why. Fortunately, we were good enough to have we're trained at City Derby when Adam Peter was training. The daughter was in his sort of squad with Mel Marshall and a few others. Sarah Vatey was in it as well, and she's very lucky to train with them. And to watch him do breaststroke is an art, I can assure you. Even though his stroke looks a little jerky, but it works. I mean, anybody can do 100 meter breaststroke in under 55 seconds is certainly motoring. Breaststroke, basically, all we're looking for breaststroke is that we can start off, we can get on the blocks. Again, we can do a racing dive or a track dive. We dive in. This isn't the 15 meter rule now because you can go as far as you want with this one, but you won't be able to do it because you only allow one proportion stroke. So yep. Your 15 meters is out the ball game with this one, same as at fly. So we dive in. We're allowed to do, this is just altered as well, or altered about 18 months ago. It was you're allowed to do a one kick and one pull underwater before you have to break the surface. Now, your arm pull can be one complete full pull from the front right the way back to the hips. And that's the only time you can do it, one pull like that, when you're doing breaststroke. The rest of the time, it can't be arms to the hips. It has to be just past the shoulders on your recovery stroke. It's one arm kick to one leg kick. Both arms have to be on the same plane and at the same time, so simultaneous arms. Both legs have to be the same on simultaneous legs. You can't turn your knees down, so it's classed as a kick stroke, and you have to turn your feet outwards rather than not, and the downwards movement.
Yeah.
That's right. Again, we're looking for the stroke between the two. The start's relatively, you start to just pick that up, or your lane judge will pick that up if you see any infringements. We're looking between the two flags again, so we're looking for a head has to come out above the water. Many moons ago, we used to have it so that you couldn't see the head. The head has to actually break the surface. I think they class it at the top of the head. As long as it's the top of the head, it has to break any part. One arm pull, one leg pull, all the way down. We've also had instances where they've lost the goggles, so they've took off and put the goggles back on as they're going down, which is a disqualification because they'll kick with the legs. So they've done two leg kicks and no arm kicks because they've got the goggles putting back on. So
yeah,
what have you. They're not allowed to stop on that one. If they do stop, then they are DQ'd as far as I'm aware. And we're coming in for the turn on that one, which is where a lot of the youngsters, and Adam has been done for this in the past, where we have to have what's called a two-handed touch, simultaneous two-handed touch. above the water, below the water. It doesn't have to be in line as long as the hands touch the wall at the same time. Which is sounds difficult, but on the youngsters, it takes a little bit of getting in and grilling in. So you'll have, at the end of the lane, you'll have a turns judge that's basically just watching them to make sure they touch with two hands.
Yeah.
That's all. And that's the biggest thing that we DQ them on, to be honest, two-handed touch. And the legs, what we call a screw kick on the legs, whereas the legs are not in line. So the kicking, it's like, it's more like a doggy paddle sort of, you know, like a doggy paddle sort of a leg, but it's called a screw kick. And apparently I'm told by my other half that it's quite a difficult thing once they've got into the habit to get them out of it, apparently.
Yeah.
So that's breaststroke in a nutshell.
Breaststroke. Butterfly.
Again, one arm, one leg. We can start off exactly the same as we did with the with breaststroke, with the start. We can go underwater. We can do what's called an undulation kick now, as long as we surface before 15 metres again. Again, it's one arm, one leg, simultaneous arms and legs, one arm, one leg. We're looking for the arms to come out and over the water, so they have to break the surface. Whether it you can actually see daylight apparently under an arm, that's what it is when they come out of the water. And the legs, we're looking for to see the feet certainly to be on the same plane. I've seen them before where they've sort of the feet are not level when they're coming down. They could be if they're level or not level all the way down and they stay the same, that's fine. But if they cross, then the class is a kick. So if the class is a kick, that's under DQ,
right?
We don't like DQing them, we're there for the swimmers, it's just to make sure it's safe. So that's all it's there. It's a swimming gala, not a judging gala. That's all I will say.
Yeah.
Again, two-handed touch and turns, because we've got to do a lot of them do these, the two-handed touch, then this flip round or flip turn or a suicide turn on that one. Very, very good stroke to see. Very, very, very difficult, especially if you're looking at a 10-lane pool and you're looking at lane five and you're on one side of the pool. It's very, very difficult to see anything with butterfly because obviously a lot of the movement's under the water. The only thing you can really see is just you might see a pair of feet through a splash and just you can just make out whether they are in line. So that's butterfly. I know it's there's a little few more a few more things that can go wrong in it, but normally that's what we're looking for or what there's a judge we're looking for.
Yeah. No, thank you. Well, medley I am.
I knew you was going to ask me about medley I am.
I know, I'm sorry.
We'll do for, are we doing an individual medley?
Individual.
Fly back best free. That's what we're looking for. Fly again, exactly the same. It's the biggest thing with that individual and any IM is the turns. It's from one stroke, one transition of a turn to another. So we're looking for, and the first one, so it's I. So we fly is the first stroke, so we're going there. So fly to back. Normally we'll come in, we'll finish on a two-handed touch, and then we're onto the backstroke. Now, this is where it goes wrong, because if you're doing a step on a backstroke length, you have to finish that particular length of a quarter distance. So you have to finish on your back. So the worst thing is when you see the swimmers coming in on a backstroke length, they what they will do is they'll come in and think they're doing a normal sort of backstroke and they'll turn onto the front and do a turn.
Yeah.
So they've actually left the position of the back. So once they've done that, that's a DQ.
Right.
Which is a lot. It's more inexperienced when they do that. And you'll see them coming in and anybody will be standing there saying, don't turn, don't turn, don't turn. And every time they do, because of course they do it all in training and it's very, very, obviously they finish on the back of it. And then, right, sorry. Fly back. And then we're on to the breast. So back to breast turn. That's always a good one. As long as they finish on the back, they'll come out there and they'll do the breaststroke. If we were to kick off the wall again, the breaststroke length is the one you have to finish with both hands again on the wall. And then we're back to good old freestyle where it's to, you'll have to do freestyle because it's not freestyle. You can do another one now. As long as it's covered a freestyle that it hasn't been a stroke that's covered before in the other three lengths. So you could do another stroke, but it can't be back, it can't be breast, and it can't be fly. So if you want to do doggy paddle, you're more than welcome to do doggy paddle. I don't really wonder why you could do body paddle, but you can do that. But yes, that's the biggest thing. You do see a lot of them. My own daughter, many moons ago when she first started off, got the sequence, got the order of the strokes wrong, dived in, went on her back, went on and did sort of all four strokes before we got halfway down, before she realised what she was doing. Obviously picked up a DQ for that one, bless her. Yeah. But she was only, I think she was only 9 or 8 or 9.
Yeah.
But she hasn't done it since. So. And then obviously we've got the medley relay, which is a different format. Again, as long as everything's covered on whichever it's be, I think they do a 50, 25, 50 and 100, don't they now? Or 400 medley relay.
Yep.
So as long as they're all carried out and they're all, if they're starting on the back, they finish on the back, basically, on the best backstroke. And again, the rules of the other three strokes apply. That's all. And there's, the biggest thing is you get with them, or the, a lot of problems you get with them is relay takeovers where they go a little bit too early. As long as the touch has been made at the end, they can go. Or the feet haven't left the block on the, yeah, it says on the arm, the feet haven't left the block before they touch. Very difficult to see, very difficult to see, but it is quite notable, and we always aim to be, give the swimmers the benefit of the doubt. That's the biggest thing we're judging. We're not out there to ruin the day. We know how hard they work. Some of us say it is a swimming gala. It's not a judging gala.
Mm.
We don't get any extra credits. We're all volunteers. We don't get extra credits for how many we DQ. We don't want to DQ, and we just want to. Just want to say it's fair, really, and that's all.
Of course, of course.
We do have problems with parents that come down and ask us why. Sometimes the parents can see better than us, even though we're sort of 6 feet from the pool and they're probably 40, 50, 60 metres up in the top. But I think it's called parents' eye vision. It's a lot better than ours. We try to be very fair. We don't do it for, as I've said before, we're all volunteers. We do it just so it's fair. We don't want to disqualify them, but if it's an infringement, then we have to put it down. That's what we're there for.
I think, to be honest, just talking about, you know, the environment of having a gala again is quite exciting, and let's hope it won't be too long before we're all back at poolside in a gala.
We'll all be old and grey before then, I think. I don't want it to be, but I think we're in for a little bit of a longer sort of stretch, I think. But it will be brilliant when we get them back in. And it would be brilliant for the clubs to get some more revenue in, because a lot of them are struggling.
Yeah. And this podcast is being recorded towards the end of lockdown too. So obviously everybody's going into their tiers, different tiers and one thing and another. But swimming pools will be able to open from the middle of next week. So which is great news. But I mean, those sharing that knowledge, Daz, and those tips to avoid disqualification is excellent, thank you. Unless you've got any last minute tips, then
no, just everybody stay safe and wish everybody a happy Christmas. I know it's a little bit early, but everything's a bit strange this year, so
it is. But no, thank you very much indeed for that. It's a great synopsis of the FINA rules and swimming the four strokes legally. This is the Poolside Pass podcast. And if you want to listen to more, please go to www.thepoolsidepass.com for more podcasts and blogs. Thank you very much.